Xhaka. Brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody to another exciting, exciting installment of the VAR show with your host who does the most, even when he's making toast, the self-proclaimed best in the world, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here is
the humble DJ Sticks. Yes.
I expected something more. Are you listening to the, once again, you're listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio
has never
been
better.
Yeah. Now, before we get into our major topics, let us go and enjoy this tune.
Yeah.
Stuck in the dreams, we'll keep sleeping. So now I feel no pain at all. So let's just be for deep. One night, one chance. Just a moment with you, right next to me. So can we take just a moment? Can we live in the moment right now? You're all that I need. I don't wanna know.
I know this is supposed to be a transfer news show.
Yeah.
But I just want to bring up something.
Okay.
The producer said he hopes it's not another United rant. I'm so sorry. This part is going to be a bit of a United rant. To all those United fans who thought that Ragnik was the problem, Go look at his past two matches with Austria.
Yeah.
If you're going 1-1 and he drew with France.
He drew with France.
With the World Cup winning France.
With Austria.
With Austria.
Name me one Austrian player besides Alaba and Arnautovic.
There's that one who used to play for Leipzig. I know his name.
You do?
Sabitzer.
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 Oh, okay. That's a good
you.
One. That's a
I
good one.
You, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cool. All right.
But yeah, so it's yeah, I'm just mocking a rant, but it was really good to see.
Yeah.
Rangnick showing them that he's not really the PE teacher. one of the best
coaches
out
there
of all times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now, going into the first bit of transfer news we want to talk about, it's the very upsetting one as a United supporter.
Is it?
Yep. Nunes.
Darwin Nunes. Yes.
Is going to Liverpool.
Mm.
I don't know what Liverpool is cooking up there, hey? For next season, it's seeming very scary if you think of it.
Yeah.
Like, even if Mane has to go because he's like pushing for him to go.
Yeah.
Even if he has to go, it's seeming like it's going to be less and less of a problem.
For real.
Because they have the likes of, what's this guy's name now? So they have Nunes. They're going to have
Jota.
They're going to have
Firmino.
Bobby Firmino, Salah,
Minamino, Origi.
No, Origi left.
Did he leave?
We're going to that one now.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's this guy's name? Luis Diaz.
Oh wow,
Diaz.
Whoa.
And I imagine just the front three of Salah, Diaz, and now Nunes is going to be very crazy.
Salah, Diaz, Jota. Salah, Diaz, Firmino. Firmino, Diaz, Jota, Nunes.
Even if Salah and Mane has to leave, it's not
both
like
of
a
them.
Train smash.
It's actually not a train smash.
It's quite crazy to think of. You know, next season is going to be a very interesting season because you're going to have now Nunes at Liverpool, Haaland at... Haaland is going to be at City. And then potentially United want to get Antony.
Whoa,
from Ajax.
That is insane.
Especially now that the Nunes deal has gone through, has fallen apart.
Yeah.
So it looks like the person we might go for now is Antony from Ajax.
And he's insane. He is crazy. I'm actually excited. These are some big names that we are hearing.
Yep.
That are coming into the biggest league in the world.
Now, but what are your thoughts on it? So obviously, if things go accordingly, right?
Yeah.
If things go accordingly, we could have Nunes at Liverpool as a new player. Like we said, Erling Haaland at City, and then Frankie de Jong at Man United.
Yeah.
So, as these first timers, basically in the league,
mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on it? Do you think they're going to have an impact as they come in? Or what are your thoughts?
So, in most cases, right? So when you get new players coming into the Premier League, it's a big change for them. It's a big change for the player because you're coming into a league now where there's not just one, not just two clubs, you know, that you really, really want to beat. So in your front, you know, a game against PSG is going to be like insane, you know. Oh, flip. That's the game of games, you know. Your next game against another team, you don't really worry too much about. But now coming into the Premier League and facing the likes of Nottingham Forest that are coming in,
yep,
those aren't easy games.
Yep.
And we know in the Premier League, your Man Cities get beaten by your Crystal Palaces. You know, it's very, very possible.
Yep.
And I'm talking like full-fledged Man City. Like full, everyone's there. No one's injured. Like full squad.
Yeah.
So for the players coming in, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And we've seen with some players, the likes of Timo Werner coming in, you know, there was a lot of hype and a lot of excitement. And then, you know, but sometimes you get your players like your Salah when he came in, he blew up.
Your freaking
Fernandez.
I forgot his name now. Luis Diaz.
Yeah, Luis
come
Diaz.
In and look like they've been playing for Liverpool for 4 years now.
And he's been playing for half a season.
Ugh.
Not even a full season. Half a season.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it's a... You know, we can't really tell until we see the person.
Yeah. So and obviously, like you say, time tells, you know.
Time tells.
I hope people don't, even with Erling Haaland coming into the Premier League, I hope people don't think that it's going to have an immediate impact. No. He might. But it's not certain. It's not that 100% thing that he's going to come there and blow everyone away, be top goal scorer.
It's not even 60-40, 70-30. It's literally like 50-50.
Yeah, you know. I think it's actually 60-40. There's a 60% chance he's not going to do anything next season.
Yeah.
There's a 40% chance he's actually going to come there and then tear it all up.
That's how the Premier League is.
You rarely get players come in and in their first season, they dominate. Yeah. It happens, but you rarely get a player dominating in their first season.
Doesn't happen
and
often.
Even Luis Diaz, as good as he was, it's not dominating. As in, you know,
Like
Salah when he came in, or Cristiano Ronaldo when he came in. Mm. These were people who got into this league and they just outplayed everyone.
Just made it their own.
Mm. You know, and that's the thing here, you know. And I'm just jumping into another piece of news now.
Yeah.
Just before I jump in, so just while we stick on to the Nunes thing, before I forget this, you know, and it's quite sad because gone are the days where United can steal transfers from specific clubs in the Premier League.
Yeah.
You know? Because United were the first ones to pursue this. They almost had the deal done. Liverpool just came in and within a couple of days, you know, they've sealed the deal.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite crazy. Looking at how long it took United to do it and looking at the likes of Liverpool and looking at the fact that it was the other way around. And it's not a new thing, you know. Mohamed Salah, Mane was supposed to be a Man United player. You know, and the same thing happened where Liverpool were able to take him, because I guess they don't see United as a big team anymore. And that's actually quite scary to think of.
Yeah. It might change though, with Ten Hag coming in.
Hopefully and something, so another piece of crazy news is that Mo Salah will be leaving, or has left. I think he's left already. Yes, he's left Real Madrid.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's so sad, you know. Whoa. I watched a video that shows, because you remember when they won the UEFA Champions League in 2018?
Yeah.
And then it shows, you know, there's that thing they do where they celebrate, so it's like in the stadium, and then there's like a runway where they walk.
Yeah.
So they're like, you're seeing Ronaldo and Marcelo together, and they're doing that whole...
handshake.
Yeah, the handshake see thing. Yeah. And then it jumps over to this year, where he's kneeling down next to the trophy, and he's crying and saying thank you. And it's like how time has flown, you know, from that to this. And it's like, she's like, and it said, the caption was, a generation will never know this. Because no one, they'll never ever see peak Marcelo and Ronaldo at Real Madrid.
Never again.
You know? And I don't see another combination like that in Real Madrid currently.
No.
From the bond to the football was just crazy.
Yeah, and one of the crazy things about Marcelo was his commitment.
Yep.
To the club.
It was crazy.
I remember coming in, playing FIFA 8. Marcelo was already in Real Madrid.
Yep.
And he was like a 60-something rated player. But he was in Madrid with short hair. Imagine, short hair. No afro, nothing. And yeah, to see him now, like almost 14 years later.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sticking to Real Madrid, so this past week, Real Madrid confirmed that they signed... Oh, I hope I didn't say his name right. Olerani. I'm going to just give the name to you. I'm not going to even try. This one is very hard for me. This one is very, very hard.
I've heard this one before. Oh, wow. Okay, the name is hard. Aurelien.
Yeah.
Chaumeni. Yeah. Yes.
So that completes their midfield, you know, their next generation midfield. Ooh. With
Camavinga.
Chaumeni.
Oh.
And Valverde.
Yeah, and Casemiro.
No, Casemiro is old.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Casemiro is old. I give Casemiro too.
He's still Casemiro, man.
And
look, you know?
And you can see they're building towards the future, because, you know,
which is cool to see.
He's on a 6-year contract.
Yeah.
What's his name? Camavinga is on like a 5 to 6 year contract. Mm. Valverde is still in contract, and this is literally the next generation of
Real Madrid,
of like the Real Madrid midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Manchester United are currently working on a new deal for the Argentinian talent, Garnacho.
Oh, Garnacho.
Yes, so he's a part of the youth team.
They cannot let him go.
They cannot let him go.
They can't let that boy
if
go.
If they let Garnacho
come on.
I would be so mad. Like, Elanga is showing a bit of potential, but this kid is a wonder kid.
Get him in there.
Get him in there. You know, allow him to play the Europa match. Him and Alanga need to play Europa matches.
And he has a passion for the club.
Yep.
He has a passion
like,
for the club.
I was watching the under-23 FA Cup. Yeah. The Youth FA Cup.
Yeah.
He performed so well.
Boy scored 2.
And even did a C.
Yes, go. Ah. Okay. They can't let him go.
And then I was just thinking on Man United. So there is speculation that Man United are looking for alternatives if the De Jong deal doesn't go through. So if that deal doesn't go through, they are going to look at alternatives.
I will say the nice thing though that I see about Man United now is that your manager Ten Hag knows, like, he knows what he wants.
Ah, and I like the fact, I guess, this is, I'm going to say what I like and I'll say the worry after, right? I like the fact that because of the new regime that's running it,
yeah.
So from the manager to our CEO to our director of football, you know, they, because they knew, they want to set, it looks like they want to set an impression. So now they're going, they're go-getters now. You know, they're going out there, they're trying to get deals done.
Yeah.
You know, Ten Hag said he wants the deals done by before they go out on their preseason, so before next month. That's not realistic. But what's cool is the fact that they're going and they're pushing it, you know. You're seeing them going out for De Jong, making deals for De Jong. You see them going out for Diaz, making deals with Diaz. Going out for Anthony, Timber, you know. And you're actually hearing of official bids being made.
Yeah.
Unlike last season where you'd hear rumors and stays as rumors. There's no official bid being made, you know. And with Nunes, we came so close, obviously falling short towards the end to Liverpool. Yeah. And that's also quite nice to see. Another team that's building their club well is AC Milan. After their Scudetto win, they want to ensure that they can keep it going. So they are looking to sign Renato Sanchez, as well as signing the legend himself, the last minute hero.
Who is that?
The Merseyside hero. Oh, Barcelona's worst nightmare.
Oh,
when,
I know.
When Messi sleeps, he still gets flashbacks of corner taken quickly Origi.
Yeah.
Divock, the main man, Origi, is going to AC Milan next season. I think it's about time. He deserves some first team football.
He deserves first team football.
So it'll be very cool to see.
Ah, that's amazing.
That is very good.
Yeah. Ah, that's cool.
And going back to some of the rumors, Zinedine Zidane is rumored to be the next PSG manager. That is going to be crazy.
Interesting. Interesting.
That is going to be dangerous. Zidane with that squad.
Not
a usual Zidane fan, but Zidane with that squad.
No, Zidane knows how to use players.
Yep, that would be
Zidane knows
scary.
How to use players. I'm just interested about the whole Mbappe contract thing and Mbappe's influence. How is it going to... But luckily, Zidane is a French legend. You know, so
Mbappe is going to respect Zidane.
Yeah, maybe Mbappe is going to respect him.
Look, I think there's probably going to be, especially if you're bringing a big name manager like that, you know, there's going to be a border to what Mbappe can say and cannot say, you know,
and Zidane's
compared to what the manager can say. Because no big, like I said before, if obviously if what those things says are true, if he does have that type of power and they don't find a way to make the coach a bit powerful than him, they're only going to get low-end coaches. They're not going to get wave. They're not going to pull in a Carlo Ancelotti. They're not going to pull in a Zidane. They're not going to pull in a Mourinho. They're not going to pull in a Ragnick. They're not going to pull in Pep or anyone, because these are people who love having control over their team.
Yeah.
You saw how Ragnick is, how open he is, what he says, what type of control he likes over his squad.
Yeah,
and he doesn't want that. He doesn't want another side. He doesn't want anyone, any of his players, to be able to do that.
Nope.
So they obviously, if they do get him,
that would be good though. I think right now he's one of your best options to go there.
Yep.
He's definitely the best free agent that they can get.
Yeah. No. True.
Yeah.
Talking about free agents, Emmanuel Matic is going to be signing for AS Roma on a 1-year deal with an option for a further season.
I think, wasn't Mourinho the one who bought him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I think it's going to be quite cool. It's going to be very, very cool to see him there.
Yeah.
I think Serie A will be a perfect league for him to really show how his talents.
And first team football, once again.
And getting to get good first team football, because he just didn't have the legs to compete in the Premier League anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. And I guess that is it for all the transfer talks.
There will be further.
There will be further as things develop, as we are about to get, especially towards the end of this month, going into next month. As they're going into preseason, we're going to be getting a lot more. You know, right now, news will be slow. Transfer news will be slow because they're playing international tournament. After international tournament, they want to go into holiday. You know, they don't really want to be doing all of these signings and stuff.
Yeah.
But after that, so after the 2 weeks after international break, so I'm guessing next week and the week after, or this week and the week after, one of the two, then we're going to be booming with not only transfer news, but some football.
And then we are going to be donating coffees to Fabrizio Romano's house.
Yes, so you can stay up and give us some of the latest news.
Yes.
But from me, the one, the only, DJ Stones.
And myself, DJ Sticks.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow ActiveFM on all social media platforms, Facebook at /ActiveFM Online Radio, Instagram at ActiveFM 777, YouTube at ActiveFM, and Twitter at ActiveFM.
They said, what's happening, man? It's your boy GS. No compromise. Steady show. And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing it.
Whipping with the Bible in the pie. Been through a little, live a lie. Used to hide it off up in Massage. Traffic violation, Bible study with the cops. I met a dope boy that told me he would do it life. I told him he can bring it back if he just do it right. Before the switch, baby girl wanted a bigger name. God turned the diamond to a quarter, we seen bigger change. God took the wheel, we switching bigger lanes. Got the word in my scope, that's a bigger aim. And we don't believe in theories, he the bigger bang. He the king of all kings, forget a bigger name.
No compromise.
I still turn the red, I used to live on the edge. I ain't hear nothing they say, I read the Bible and play. I could have been dead, or somewhere off in the fade. Now I just dance on the dead. You can see work with the legs. Nothing but go in my head. I had the bottle of sauce. I signed a deal with the Lord. Now I just rep for the boss. I cannot do it tomorrow. Homie, I live for the day. If you're not coming here to work, then homie, just get out the way. I preach the word like a bishop. Yeah, I can answer the issue. No compromise to life. You know the game of fish. I was a dude in the middle, but now I'm the dude in the front. I've been pursuing the fall.
Let's go.
I done got used to the GS. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. Hey, when we pull up to the spot, they ain't repping for the king. Tell them we can show them how to get their roof gone. And to the enemy, the haters and the doubters and the fakers, two emojis. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong.
No compromise.
No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong.
No compromise.
To the enemy, the haters and the doubters and the fakers, tell them we can show them how to get their roof gone.